CX Lacrosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. With all the Democrats and about half the Republicans, the House passed and sent to President Biden a short-term funding measure, keeping the bureaucracy going through early March.
House Republican Bob Good saying it's hard to believe that his party's still in charge of the House.
We have the majority in one half of the legislative branch. When will that begin to account for something?
But that GOP House majority is so small it can pass virtually nothing without Democratic votes, especially when many Republicans won't agree with their own speaker on spending bills that keep the government lights on. Andy Field, ABC News, Washington.
The U.S. unleashed a fifth round of airstrikes in Yemen, hitting more sites being used by Houthi rebels to launch anti-ship missiles at Red Sea shipping. In Haiti, gang members raided a community in Port-au-Prince that is home to numerous police officers, laying siege to that community the last 4 days. Residents fearful the violence will spread throughout the Haitian capital. This is ABC News. Working their way up to impeaching Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, Republicans running the House Homeland Security Committee put on a procession of parents whose tearful testimony sought to link border policy to their daughters' deaths.
Republicans have really stepped on the gas in terms of impeaching the Homeland Security Secretary in recent weeks. They blame him for the ongoing situation at the U.S.-Mexico border. For its part, DHS has said that this is a baseless kind of impeachment inquiry and that it's Republicans playing politics here.
ABC's Jay O'Brien. Gun violence on Vice President Harris's mind as she addressed the U.S. Conference of Mayors winter meeting.
It is a false choice to suggest you're either in favor of the Second Amendment or you want to take everyone's guns away. I am in favor of the Second Amendment, but is it not reasonable that we would have an assault weapons ban?
She tells of parents who pray when they drop their child off at school that nobody's out there running around with a semi-automatic rifle. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab. What a win! The Green Bay Packers now face the San Francisco 49ers this Saturday night in California. Catch every play and score on the Packers Radio Network, locally in Racine, on WRJN 1400 AM, 99.9 FM, and 98.1 FM in Kenosha, 98Q Country in Park Falls, and in Richland Center on WRCO 100.9 FM. The Packers against the 49ers this Saturday night. Pregame at 5, kickoff 7:15. What a team! The Packers and the Civic Media Radio Network.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Reproductive rights will be the topic when Vice President Kamala Harris visits West Bend on Monday. That's according to a release put out by the White House on Thursday. Her remarks come on the 51st anniversary of the Roe v. Wade Supreme Court ruling that legalized abortion. 1 in 10 teenagers in Wisconsin tried to commit suicide last year. Linda Hall is with the Wisconsin Office for Children's Mental Health. She says teens are under a lot of pressure.
Performing well in high school, getting prepared to go to college. They're concerned about climate change, the proliferation of gun violence, and political divisiveness.
Hall says that the good news is that more than 300 schools around Wisconsin have mental health programs that are led by students. I'm Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
Wisconsin battles the Hoosiers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, the 11th-ranked Wisconsin Badgers host the Indiana Hoosiers at the Kohl Center. Wisconsin remains at the top of the Big Ten with a record of 13-4, 5-1 in the conference after losing to Penn State, head coach Greg Gard.
We've grown a lot. We took on the schedule we did because we had an experienced team that we felt not only could handle it, but needed to be challenged.
NFL, it's the Packers and the 49ers. Saturday night in the divisional playoffs, Packers quarterback Jordan Love.
You know, it's a great challenge for us. They're a really good defense. They got a really good offense as well, so they're a great team all around.
The 49ers' Nick Bosa comparing Jordan Love to Aaron Rodgers.
A quarterback who does exactly what he's coached to do, which Aaron Rodgers is a Hall of Famer and unbelievable, but he kind of went outside of the realm of coaching, and sometimes it's good when you have a guy who does what he's coached to do.
That's 49ers defensive end Nick Bosa. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Wind chill advisory of the overnight, as we'll see wind chills down around 20 below zero at times. Snow will come to an end, not much in the way of accumulation, though, and our lows around 5 below zero. On Friday, we'll see mostly cloudy skies, high near 5 above. Currently 8 degrees.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio, refreshed. Broadcasting from the Eagle's Nest. With everything lacrosse is talking about. You're Soarin' with Eagle 1490.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
The Devil's Advocates radio show is broadcast under a time brokerage agreement between Devil Radio and Civic Media, Inc. Some portions of this program may be pre-recorded. Warning! You're about to listen to the greatest radio show ever, and due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Civic Media Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning, welcome to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
And now, here's your hosts, Dom and Kroot.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show, the Thursday edition. That makes it Friday Eve up in here, a happy hour. And it's always happier with your participation. 844-967-2789. Dom, I had every good intention. And what they say about the road to hell paved with good intentions? Every good intention of bringing you some good Joe Biden news. In fact, I Googled it. I put the good news about Joe Biden. I put it into the Google machine. And I waited for, you know, the goodest news, the newest news about Joe Biden. The only good news for Joe Biden, according to this, my algorithmic Google search, Dom, was...
I don't want to know about your search history, Crudy.
I'll leave out the Asian girls. But it effectively paired Trump's, quote-unquote, strong victory in Iowa... And the fact that he's sort of cast as the Republican nominee, that is good news for Joe Biden. It's got nothing to do with Joe Biden other than the fact, you know, horse race politics. So I didn't think, well, and we probably even talked about that. You know, it sort of cements the status. Joe is the Democrats guy and Trump's going to be the guy for the Republicans. So that's air quotes, good news for Joe. The prior best news for Joe. Dateline November. Joe Biden hasn't had any good news in going on 2 months, Dom. Nothing since before Thanksgiving. I mean, pardon some turkeys? That was good news for the turkeys, at least.
I mean, so how do you, I mean, what if you went to the White House? I bet you could find a press release of Joe Biden telling you all about how Joe Biden's doing a great job.
I would hope so. But here is one thing I will say in my defense. I also want to lift up the vice president. You know, the vice president's coming to Wisconsin on Monday. The beginning of her national tour. The beginning of her national tour. Kamala Harris coming to Wisconsin. Where? Couldn't tell you.
Okay.
Cannot tell you. I assume Milwaukee, but I can't tell you for sure-sies because I've seen no media updates. They don't tell us where she's launching her national campaign, just that it's in the oh-so-important state of Wisconsin. And the anniversary of Roe v. Wade. So you think they would want to amplify this event, right, Dom? And here I am. I'd love to amplify it for them. But I cannot find any current information which gives me a venue, place to seek credentials. I mean, should I go chase the vice president? Maybe if she's in Milwaukee, but I'm not going up to Amory on Monday. Like
this coming Monday, yes. Vice president is coming to Wisconsin.
All indications
we don't
have, are.
We don't know where.
We have no press updates. It is the Reproductive Freedom Tour, a national tour. She's basically going on the campaign trail, starting in Wisconsin. And I have zero updates for our audience at this time. So if you're with the Biden-Harris campaign, feel free to update us. Love to get that update out to the people. I would call that good news, Dom, if I could just update the people. The vice president also coming to the great state of Wisconsin. I called Earl. I said, have you heard Earl? He said, they haven't called me yet. They haven't called Earl. They haven't called any of us, Dom.
The initial announcement was back on December 20th. I found it here at the Madison.com that the vice president is coming to Wisconsin. And there's no, I haven't seen an update on the interwebs since then.
Buddy, I saw Biden-Harris earlier today that said, we're coming to Wisconsin, that Kamala is coming to Wisconsin on Monday. And didn't tell me where. I live here. I would go to that event. Probably. You know, if it's not too early, it's not too cold. I hear the weather's going to be nicer next week. Won't seem like such an imposition. I mean, but hell, man, if I'm going to Iowa for a Republican GOP debate, I would certainly show up for our vice president if they'd only tell me when and where.
So where does the fault lie here, Crudy? Is it the mainstream media? Is it the media? Is it, you know, our Google searching that isn't specific enough or the algorithms? Is Joe Biden and Kamala Harris not providing the specific information? I mean, Who do you turn to for blame in this situation?
Well, I often blame you, Dom, but I would say more the broader media, not specifically you as a media member, Dom. But you can't tell me there's no good administrative news or good news for this administration, the Biden administration, since before Thanksgiving. It shouldn't be so hard. I shouldn't have to go multiple pages deep in a Google search to find anything resembling positive press for the president.
Now, okay. Now here's another one. Have you tried bad news about Joe Biden?
Don't have to. No, I didn't have to bother. I've seen that all the time. Fox News leads with it every night, right? Yeah. Let me.
But you have to consider the source. Like, but this is my thing. So are you looking at, because Fox News is going to have their angle on it. You know, MSNBC will have theirs and CNN and the Devil's Advocates. Everyone's got their own take on it. So, Where does it have to be delivered to you, man? Can you just go to the Twitter feed of the president and have him tell you what it's all about? I mean, what are you looking for? How do you want it delivered to you?
Well, I'd prefer it from someone else's journalism. But I am the only one I know today that's here to deliver for you, Dom, and this fair audience, good news that the Biden administration should point towards and say, that's why you vote for me. The Department of Workforce Development, the DWD, today released the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics, BLS, jobs totals for December, Dom, which showed the great state of Wisconsin. Total non-farm jobs hit a record high of over 3,026,500 jobs this month. The total, about 43,000 jobs more than a year ago, and an increase of 4,800 jobs over the previous month. I mean, Scott Walker would have, he would have gone to bed happy that night. If he ever would have had a jobs report this positive, Dom, this is the best jobs report in Wisconsin's history, effectively. Do you think we'll hear news of this? I mean, perhaps a dutiful press will write up the statistics and throw it in the 12th page of the paper on Sunday. But that's damn good news, both for Tony Evers, state of Wisconsin. He's the governor here. And for Joe Biden, who needs desperately to win this state if he wants to win re-election. If he didn't win Wisconsin, it is all over but the crying. So our state matters a hell of a lot. And there's some good news for you. But if I Google it on Monday, do you think this will be linked in any way, shape, or form as a positive of the Biden administration? Just asking. 844-967-2789. Let's get to some callers, old and new. Mike from Green Bay. Welcome, Mike. What do you got for us?
Hi, Mike.
Hi, guys. First of all, I just want to say I love your show. and thanks for what you do.
Thank you.
You have excellent taste, Michael.
All right. Thank you very much. So here's something I just want to say, and I don't want to get worked up or anything, and I don't want to get on one side or anything. I just want to say this. It's difficult to argue or debate with someone that doesn't understand the difference between an opinion and having an opinion about a fact. And my point, I'll use this as an example. If somebody said, what's your opinion of stop signs? And they said, I believe, my opinion is that they're triangle and they're blue. You'd say, wait a minute. No. I mean your opinion. Like, do you think there's too many of them or that kind of thing? And they said, well, no. My opinion is they're blue and they're triangle. That's my opinion, and I'm entitled to it. You can't argue with that person because they now don't understand what it means to have an opinion. They want to argue with you about a fact. So that person who says, you know, the people who say, the Trump supporters that say, you know, January 6th was a polite tourism and nothing really happened, or, you know, a stolen election or any of that stuff, to me, they're either delusional or they have some sort of special needs, you know, thing wrong
but
with them.
But, Mike, is it possible that they participated or they have friends that do or they're sympathetic to those who did? And they don't want to look in the mirror and say, I am guilty of an insurrection.
Yeah, I just don't think they understand what it means to have an opinion. Like I said, anytime somebody says that, to me, that's the same as saying, my opinion of stop signs is they're triangle and they're blue. And that's not an opinion. You know what I mean? Right. That's not an opinion. Yeah. So that's why I struggle with people, because they really don't seem to understand what it means to have an opinion about something. So that's kind of where I'm at with the whole thing. And I think Biden's doing just great. I don't think he needs to do anything because Trump will self-destruct long before this election happens. And, you know, when that happens, you know, everybody, you know, you need to watch Get Guy. There's a almost word for word the way people reacted to Gotti, John Gotti. Loyalty was the big thing he used. That was his big word. And everybody was upset when he went to prison. There were people rioting in the streets because they knew he was a killer. And they rioted in the streets because they thought he was a good guy. There were Hollywood movie stars that came forward and said, I think he's a great guy. But if you watch Get Gotti, you will see the same human behavior that Trump supporters have today.
Mike, really appreciate your call. And there are some stacking up, so we're going to move on. But, you know, I would just like to say I'm waiting for Trump to act just a little more presidential. I think it's time.
he's gonna grow into the position, Curdy. And thank you for the call, Mike, certainly. And I don't disagree. The opinion thing, you know, opinions are like elbows. Everyone's got one. You know what I mean? But waiting for Trump to self-destruct is kind of like waiting for Hyman Roth to die of the heart attack. Hyman Roth dying of the same heart attack for 30 years, right? Godfather movies.
I thought that was...
Yeah, eventually, perhaps he will self-destruct, and perhaps the Justice Department will help usher that along. But I would also say this. If you write the number 6 in the ground, and you're facing somebody, to them it looks like a number 9, and to you it's a number 6, and you're both right. You know what I mean? So there are some issues sometimes where we have to be a little more flexible in it, look at it from their eyes, because if you're on the other side of that 6, it certainly does look like a 9. And that's not an opinion, that's a fact.
Flexible? You can't touch your toes, man. You're not
Are you kidding me? I can absolutely touch my toes. You can't touch your toes.
I actually struggle mightily to touch. It's because of my super masculine hamstring.
Can you put socks on while you stand up, or you have to sit down?
Who would want to put socks on while they stood up? That's a tripping hazard. Come back. More Devil's Advocate. Safety first. 844-967-2789.
This is the talk of La Crosse. Eagle 1490 AM.
Tune into The Empowered Caregiver with me, Liza Hellenbrand, every Wednesday evening at 7.
On the Eagle 1490 WLCX.
The fastest hour in radio, serving truth, justice, and equality with every slice. Outside the Pizza Box with Pizza Box Mike. Friday nights at 7 on the Talk of La Crosse. Eagle 1490 AM WLCX.
Hey, son. How are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it. Navigating without a compass, eyes waiting, started to wander.
Metamorphosis, not who you thought you was.
When your kid can't find the language, help them find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
You're listening to the Talk of Lacrosse, Eagle 1490 AM.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
I'm too sexy for my love, too sexy for my love. Love's going to leave me.
60% of the time, they're right every time. The Devil's Advocates.
Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. You can join us on the lines 844-967-2789.
And Dominic, I have been informed by our fine news-observing producer, Nate Wedgehop. I think that's close.
Close enough,
Nate.
That's not close.
Nate, say your last name.
Wegehout.
Oh, that wasn't even close. Wow. Wow. Now I'm embarrassed. Not that I embarrass. You know, maybe you should change it to something easier, more pronounceable. Nate,
just,
thank
Nate,
you.
Nate's fine. Just Nate.
Just producer Nate, newsman Nate, announces, we know where the vice president's going to be on Monday, West Bend, Wisconsin. And the source of that information, the Civic Media News, played out at 5 o'clock. I had stepped out. So thank you, Nate. Just Nate. Thank you. Wedgie helped.
Close enough.
Still far away, but 844-967-2789. Butcher a name since 2012. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. George from Mount Horeb. Welcome, George. I can do George, so I got that part. Yeah,
that's an easy one. Hey, George. Hello, George. We got George. We lost George. All right, George, you have to call back, man. 844-967-2789. Judy from Racine. Welcome to the show, Judy. What do you got for us?
Oh, you guys have been having so much fun. But just FYI, today is the two-year remembrance. I don't know what word is perfect. At 11:30, when Jigme Norton died.
Aw. 2 years, Judy. That's a long time, man. It seems like yesterday.
Yeah.
How are you holding up?
Oh, I'm just hibernating now. I don't care. But anyway, I just wanted to let you know that, sure, I love the guy, but he sure put me through hell and back, you know.
Well, we appreciate it, Judy. Thank you for letting us know. 2 years. He was a great dude. We enjoyed meeting him and knowing him back at the Capitol during protests. And
yeah,
Jimmy, he knew all about the protests. Yeah, yeah.
He was a big part of many of the protests. 844-967-2789. Bill from Grant County. Welcome, Bill.
Hey, Bill.
Yeah, I appreciate your guys' dialogue and this interesting show is most of the time. I just wonder how the Democrats are going to. Hello?
Yeah, we're listening, Bill. We were waiting for the butt. We know there's a butt coming, Bill, so bring us what comes after the butt.
Well, I just wonder how the Democratic Party is going to weasel out of getting rid of a senile old man and a useless vice president. That should be interesting. What do you think they're going to do, in your opinion?
Well, they voted him out of office in 2020. That's what we did.
I think you're referring to Joe Biden.
Uncle Joe should be in a, you know, it's sad to see him on the world stage. It hurts me.
Come
on,
man.
Nice guy. He should step down.
Well, that's his choice to make, and that'll be the voter's choice to make ultimately, Bill. And it's hard for me when I compare Bill, his actions as a world leader with those of Donald Trump. Trump bowed down to Putin, dude. How can Helsinki, I watched it in real time. You can't compare any of Joe Biden's actions to the capitulation of Donald Trump to Russia. Russia's not even a real power like they once were. And in fact, he has invaded Ukraine subsequently, Bill. And I blame that as much on Trump as I do on the current president.
He doesn't even know where his Secretary of Defense is for 7 to 10 days, Lloyd Austin.
That is very troubling, Bill.
What kind of deal is that?
I have no idea why that would be permissible, and perhaps Lloyd Austin should fall upon his sword, but that doesn't mean Joe Biden should fall on his, Bill.
Well, there's two.
Well, hang on, and Bill, if I may, and I've heard and I've seen clips, Bill, if I may interject here, there, I've seen lots of social media, lots of reporting, different clips of, you know, the asinine things and the wrongheaded things that Donald Trump says. Like, he won Iowa. He, this time he did, but he didn't win it last time around. You know, he says things that are false and wrong. He slurs his words at times. He has trouble speaking. He has trouble, you know, scooting around sometimes, walking around. I mean, I've seen Joe Biden ride a bike. I don't think Donald Trump could ride a bike. So that, you know, so what are we really talking about here, Bill? You're talking about a guy that's a few years older than your guy. You know what I'm saying?
I'd like to see a head-to-head debate on live TV, and the Trumpster would tear him apart.
I would like to see that too, Bill. I think it is incumbent that these candidates face each other.
I'm less clear they're going to. People. I'm less clear they're going to. Donald Trump did not debate.
I'm not clear that they're going to either, but I think it's a good idea.
Well, absolutely. That's the way American governance is supposed to work. The more information you can give to the voters, I don't know why you'd want to hide from the voters like Donald Trump has. Of course, he feels like he's got the electoral advantage in Iowa. He's not showing up in New Hampshire for the debate. I suspect he won't do a South Carolina or Nevada debate. And as soon as he wraps it up, man, I'm not at all clear that he has any intention of debating Joe Biden, unless he thinks it's for the spectacle. 844-967-2789. Ben from Madison. Welcome, Ben. What do you got for us?
Hi, Ben.
Hey, how you doing?
Excellent.
Am I on? Good.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Hey, we have to stop arguing with these idiots that are calling in, because there's no basis on fact, especially what you said about the tax cuts. They lowered the tax cuts. Excuse me, I'm in my car. And we have a problem now with the fiscal side because of the tax cuts. What we need to do is start talking about raising taxes on the very wealthy and take back our country, because we need to play hardball. We can't keep playing softy with these people that want to destroy our country.
But Ben, I don't
think that's all I'm going to say.
Ben, appreciate your call, sir. The electoral majority that you would have to accomplish anything from quote unquote the left to actually do what it would take to start resetting parity, let's just say, between the CEO and the worker. And the only way you do that is really through tax policy. And for years and years and years, beyond a certain point, we would effectively punish you. And I was okay with that. And I don't think anyone went galt per se. I don't think anyone said, well, if you tax me beyond $3 million a year in earnings, well, then I'm just not going to work anymore. I'm going to take my ball and go home. That's a very small percentage relative to the economy. And you know who's really not paying any taxes? Corporations. They used to pay a third of the taxes this nation used to collect. We're now down to less than 5%. Corporations pay less than 5%. They should be paying more like 30. You wonder why the rest of us feel burdened? Taxed enough already, Bill? You know why? Because corporations aren't paying any. And you want to know who's running out the biggest giveaway? Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce, the Manufacturing and Ag Business Credit in the state of Wisconsin, is the biggest giveaway, period, in the history of giveaways. Look it up.
Eagle 1490 AM.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. With all the Democrats and about half the Republicans, the House passed and sent to President Biden a short-term funding measure, keeping the bureaucracy going through early March.
House Republican Bob Good saying it's hard to believe that his party's still in charge of the House.
We have the majority in one half of the legislative branch. When will that begin to account
for something.
But that GOP House majority is so small it can pass virtually nothing without Democratic votes, especially when many Republicans won't agree with their own speaker on spending bills that keep the government lights on. Andy Field, ABC News, Washington.
The U.S. unleashed a fifth round of airstrikes in Yemen, hitting more sites being used by Houthi rebels to launch anti-ship missiles at Red Sea shipping. In Haiti, gang members raided a community in Port-au-Prince that is home to numerous police officers, laying siege to that community the last 4 days. Residents fearful the violence will spread throughout the Haitian capital. This is ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Republicans in the state assembly passed a bill Thursday to let parents decide what pronouns a child uses in school and whether or not they should learn controversial subjects. The Parental Bill of Rights would allow parents to opt their children out of any lessons about gender, sexual orientation, race, or other deemed controversial subjects. Democrats say the bill disrupts school protocols and is nothing more than censorship. If it makes it to Governor Evers' desk, he will almost certainly veto it. More people than ever have a job in Wisconsin. State officials are out with their final numbers for December. The Department of Workforce Development says Wisconsin added more than 2,200 jobs in December. The jobless rate is near record low, 3.3%. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Wind chill advisory of the overnight, as we'll see wind chills down around 20 below zero at times. Snow will come to an end, not much in the way of accumulation though, and our lows around 5 below zero. On Friday, we'll see mostly cloudy skies, high near 5 above. It's 6 at our studios.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
This is the talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM.
Latrell spent more than 8 years in foster care. His world changed when he was adopted at 15 with help from the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption.
I think about how much we love him, and I wish we could have had him for his entire childhood.
The foundation is changing the lives of thousands of teens waiting in foster care. You can help. Learn more at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Luke Mathers, it's time for Tuesday Tangents with Lukester.
Everybody announced yesterday, schools are closed tomorrow. I feel like a boomer almost here, Todd, where I'm like, back in my day, we never got a snow day in advance.
I remember sitting patiently, like cross-legged in front of the television set, just waiting for the little ticker to scroll by. And if you missed it alphabetically, you had to sit there even longer.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Soaring from high above Riverside Park and Granddad's Bluff, this is the talk of La Crosse. Eagle 1490.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. The Devil's Advocates. Because freedom.
Oh, yeah, baby. Like a fool, I went and stayed too long.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Rolling through a happier Thursday happy hour. Dom, there is a conspiracy theory out there about Obama. And it's not the birth certificate this time. And the delegitimizing. And we forget that this happened before there was a rigged election. There was a, where's his birth certificate? You remember that effort? Fox News. Donald Trump played a big part.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Dom, there is a conspiracy on the right. And, you know, you've seen the people. The end of the world's coming next Thursday. And next Friday comes around and they're still standing there. Only they've got a sign. You know, the end of the world's coming 3 weeks from next Thursday. They just moved the date out or whatever.
We'll get a health care bill in 2 weeks, I promise.
But I always like sports. You know, I always like doing sports and watching sports because there's always a game. It defines the outcome. There's a winner and a loser. So you can do all the trash talking you want during the week. You know, and I might do a little bit tomorrow as a lead up to the Packers at the 49ers. I'm less confident this week, but anyways. But Dom, the conspiracy theories. At a certain point, this one's going to crumble. And I've seen this one. I've heard this one on a local level. Joel Clayfish told me this one like 8-9 months ago. Michelle Obama's going to run for president. I'm like, what? I'm like, where'd you make that up? No. Michelle Obama is going to run for president. Okay, Joel. So anyways, I hear it once. Now I hear it all the time. And I don't think Joel started this rumor. I don't think he's that powerful, although I like Joel. But I hear it on the Clay and Buck on National News Talk Radio yesterday as they're worried that maybe Joe's tricked them into supporting Trump by having Trump indicted. And that makes Trump so, you know, just
unelectable,
so damn appealing to the right that now they've taken Trump and maybe it's four level chess or plan B or Michelle Obama's going to step up and become the presidential nominee of the left of the Democratic Party. And it's on the Fox News Digital right now. Here's the headline on the Foxy News site. Where is it? Michelle Obama could sneak her way into the 2024 presidential race, according to a New York Post column today. No, she can't. No, she won't. This is the most ridiculous conspiracy theory. I mean, we've got some friends from the right that listen occasionally to hear a differing point of view. Joe Biden will be our nominee. If Joe Biden had some health concern, Michelle Obama's not even in the top 100 people that would replace him on the ticket. I think we'd probably start with the vice president. I think that's the order of succession.
I mean, call me crazy, but that's where I would go.
It doesn't go from the president to the last guy's wife. And I appreciate Michelle Obama, a very powerful woman in her own regard, lawyer. Not quite prepared to be the president of the United States by virtue of the fact that she lived in the White House. And I think that Hillary Clinton certainly brought more substantial qualifications to the table. It wasn't serving as Bill's first lady that qualified Hillary to be the president. You know what I'm saying? Right. That's not the important part. Oh, you know, she knows the floor plan, so she'll be able to move in and pick the curtains immediately.
What's the point of all this then? Because
I have no idea.
If you believe, you know, the rumors, you hear the rumors, is it just, well, hey, you know, we hear the rumors, so we're going to put it out there. Hey, Michelle Obama, because you heard it from Clayfish, you heard it from Republicans. This is what they're talking about. Hey, Michelle Obama, because you know what? You're getting clicks. You're talking about it. Yada, 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 right? I mean, so when you hear things like that, just because it's printed doesn't make it worth the read. So what is the point in your mind?
The implausibility of it and the fact that it has, it's like a QAnon theory that's now part of the mainstream media. It's now in the New York Post being rewritten by the Foxy News Digital site. This has become part of their narrative. Joe Biden's going to drop out. Michelle Obama's going to step up and be the Democratic nominee because her husband's probably behind the scenes, you know, pulling strings.
He's running everything. I mean, let's be honest. The other thing you hear about, and with the unsaid part, at least in this conversation, is that Barack Obama's truly the one running the government. Or I don't know. Maybe it's the military forces are going to, you know, overthrow the dictator. I don't know which conspiracy thing to believe. But I'm still wondering what is the motivation for the New York Post and the Foxy News to bring this out because it gets clicks and because we're talking about it right now. Not because it might be true or it's plausible.
I told you once, I'm telling you again. I Googled good news Joe Biden. I'm trying to bring you some. I brought you the jobs report. The unemployment rate in the state of Wisconsin, 3.3. We've had back-to-back best employment in the state of Wisconsin's history. I'm trying to bring you some good news.
We got good news. Let's hear some good news. Nate did the hard work. We have some Joe Biden today, don't we not? I think we should play some Joe Biden. He's talking about wages.
Saying sometimes I get caught up in the clickbait like the rest.
You think? Don't get T-boned, man. Remember the T-bow thing? Don't get T-boned. Don't believe everything you read, even if you want it to be true. Don't believe it.
Social media wanted desperately for Tebow to have been arrested in that Florida hotel room with a hooker that night, but as fate would have it, that was not true. So we had to clean up the social media. We had to undo.
No. President Joe Biden speaking. Was this today, Nate? Where's this from?
This was today. I'm not 100% sure where exactly.
All right. Well, let's hear it, man. Whenever I hear our president talk about wages going up, I love to hear that. Let's hear some good news. We didn't even have to Google it. Just check out the Devil's Advocates. We'll bring it to you. Thank you, Nate. Cut one, please.
Wages are up. Household wealth is up. Not only for middle-class Americans, for Latinos, for Black Americans, for minorities.
That's good news.
It's good news, man. Bringing you the good news. Without the Google search, cut two, please, Nate.
Today, I'm announcing another major step. We're investing another $82 million to connect 16,000 additional homes and businesses, bringing high-speed internet all across the state of North Carolina, from top to bottom.
Got to have that high-speed internet. You want to get along in this world. What about Trump's opinion? Let's hear the president on Trump's failing nation, cut three.
And now, my predecessors like to say, America is a failing nation. In my faith, bless me, Father, for his sin. I mean, come on.
Bless me, Father. Cut four. He doesn't know what he's talking about.
Frankly, to put it very politely, he doesn't know what he's talking about.
No, that may be true. What about the investing? Cut five.
Folks, I'm here today to talk about something that doesn't get enough attention. And that's the progress we're making to invest in America, all of America.
Yeah, a lot of investment. That was a big bill. He's going to be talking about it a lot, especially given now we're in the 2024 presidential cycle. Another one from Biden. Cut six, please.
America has, this is a fact, the strongest growth rate of any and the lowest inflation rate of any major economy in the world.
That seems like pretty good news, right? I think these are good news. And they're being told to us by an older guy who's a few years older than the other guy. So, yeah, one old white guy, another old white guy. One white guy, old white guy, tried to overturn the government and stop the peaceful transfer of power to the guy, other older white guy, who won the election. So you determine which old white guy you want. I know where I'm at. I told you before. I'll say it again. I don't care if it's Weekend at Bernie's. It's Biden, man. Unless, of course,
it's Michelle literally Obama decides to run. Well, yeah, who wouldn't vote for Michelle Obama? 844-967-2789. I'm sorry, I keep furiously looking for more details of the vice president's visit. Went over to WISP Politics, our friends there. They've got more information, which relays me back to a press release, which I had already seen from the Biden-Harris campaign, which says she will be in Wisconsin on Monday to mark the anniversary of Roe v. Wade. And then she, the second husband, Imhoff, and Jill Biden and the president will be in Northern Virginia on Tuesday to mark the occasion. But I am less clear, other than civic media reporting West Bend, where she's going to be and if I can go there, Dom, and if I would be welcomed, because lately Trump won't let me in the room. 844-967-2789. I am a political junkie, Dom. I gotta be close to the goings on. You know how it goes.
I know, man.
Dick from Madison, you're a junkie too, man. Get your fix.
Yeah.
Hey, Dick.
Well, pretty much. You know, Dom, you and I agree on one thing. I still maintain that this guy is not Trump going to be the nominee. But that said, you know, all this
In your conspiracy theory, how does Trump not become the nominee?
It's not a conspiracy theory. Just watch this unhinged kook the last few days.
I watched him win Iowa.
That's idiots out walking around. on the eighth day, are you ready for this?
The biblical eighth day, like God created the world in six, rested on the seventh, and then made Trump on day eight.
They never went this route. And here it is. On the eighth day, God created a liar. He said he'd build a wall and Mexico would pay for it. He didn't. He said he'd give us Cadillac health care. He did not. He said that COVID was over or would be over by Easter of 2020. It wasn't. He said he'd create, and on it goes, you know, infrastructure. He stepped in it big with that, or they did, because it's going to be a nonstop onslaught of all the things he didn't do and didn't create for this country.
And all the things that Joe Biden has done. He got that bill through, Dick.
That's correct.
Appreciate your call, Dick. 844-967-2789. Joe from Madison sneaking you in here. Joe, welcome.
Hey, Joe.
Thanks so much. Here's a little bit of good news. Here's something that the Biden administration is pushing forward today, and that is cutting down on overdraft fees, which usually run about 30 to 35 by banks and credit unions. And they're going to be working in tandem with the consumer protection people to basically get what they're going to do is say that you can only charge overdraft rather than being a profit driver. It has to actually just reflect what the cost is for that bank or credit union to process the overdraft. So instead of $35, you'll be looking at three or around three. And it's, I couldn't believe this statistic. Banks have been earning about $9 billion a year on overdraft fees. Well,
so my dividend's going to go down from my bank stock, man. What about us? What about the poor banks?
Well, I guess you'll just have to talk to Mr. Trump and maybe he can find something for you. For example, when he buys Greenland, maybe there'll be some nice opportunities.
Joe, let me ask you this, though. If people continuously have overdrafts and the bank makes money on them, they continue to give them access to the banking system. If they perhaps took a differing policy and said, you know, third overdraft in a month, in a year, whatever, I'm closing your checking account, that could actually multiply into much higher cost. Are you worried at all that this unintended consequence might make banking less accessible to some consumers who are the sort that bounce checks occasionally?
No, they'll still be making the $3. They'll still be making that. And what they want is to have that money in the account to be able to use. So I'm not worried about that. But it's a real shot in the arm for average Americans rather than the banks. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, thank you, Joe.
Good news.
And I was always the bitch about it. You know, you don't have enough money in the bank to cover a $50 check. They're going to charge you $35. I mean, there's no getting out of that. I mean, talk about kicking them when you're down. It's a profit a sleeve for the banks. At least it was. Perhaps now it will just be an operational cost.
I love when you go to the cash machine to get some of your money back, and then you got to give the cash machine some money on top. That hurts. That
the cash
stinks.
Machine's got a family to feed, man. You know, they got little cash machines all over the place. They got the ex Mrs. Cash Machine that needs her piece. I mean, it's a tough world out there, man.
Come back with us. Advocate for Michelle Obama for president if you must. But I don't think that's going to happen. More Devils. Your call. That's next. 844.
It was in the Post, though.
967-2789.
You're listening to the Talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM.
Hey, everybody. How we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripes Cast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Cut. okay? The pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
This message is for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You taught me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you have made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Eagle 1490 AM.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. The Devil's Advocates. Never personal, only politics.
Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show, our last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up on the lines right now at 844-967-2789. And make sure you stick around. The Mickey Dawn Show coming up at 6. 844-967-2789. Let's get back to the lines. Who's first here? Looks like Wisco Paul, you are up. Welcome, Paulie. What do you got?
Hey, Paulie.
Hey, good afternoon, Devils. Hey, Dark Brandon, he's kicking some serious butt here. And,
Dark Brandon.
Pretty awesome.
But if you Google good news Joe Biden, it's like months old. There's no new good news cooking, although I appreciate Joe bringing us a good news headline. I hope the record unemployment rate in the state of Wisconsin and the highest number of jobs in the history of our state, I think that's all good news. And I think some of that should shine brightly on Joe Biden. But Wisco, you got some good news, man. What can you tell us? Tell us something good.
The Packers are going to win on Saturday.
All right. That is the greatest driver of the Wisconsin economy. If the Packers continue to play well and somehow manage this big underdog victory on the road again, I mean, this whole state will be rocking and rolling, dude. If we're in the NFC Championship game, completely it will be bedlam of the best sort, Wisco Paul. We will all love each other, Republicans and Democrats, everyone except Bears fans.
Lions fans, Packers fans, because, of course, Detroit's also playing Detroit at home against Tampa Bay. They are favored by 6.5. Green Bay on the road to San Fran are 9.5-point dogs, Paulie.
I'm cheering for Baker Mayfield.
I think you're going to see Green Bay against the Lions, your team.
That would be fantastic.
We would both be exuberant over that outcome, Paulie. Yeah. And then we would have our own little Devil's Advocates motto a mano, two men enter, one team exits with the other guy's cash.
Yeah, that'd be totally awesome, hey? I mean, Detroit, actually, I'll let the Packers go, but if for some reason they can't, I'm okay with Detroit because they've never been to the
Super Bowl. That's not how we think around here, Paul.
No, Paul, you're absolutely right. Thank you.
It's never the Lions' year. Never. You can be like the Cubs every 100 years. You got like 20 more to wait.
Hey, they were world champions before the Super Bowl came out back in the 50s. So don't stop believing, Detroit fans. 844-967-2789.
Doobie, yeah, your team was something before electricity.
Yeah. Hey, Doogie, welcome. What do you got for us?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, what's happening?
You're happening.
I don't even know what to expect about this whole election. This whole outcome, and I've been really trying to analyze everything. Democrats have some big faults, and you know they need the black vote to carry them. And a lot of black folks are really upset with Biden, and they're really upset with the Palestine-Israel thing. And a lot of people are saying that we're just not going to vote. If you support either candidate, we're going to stay home. And you know, of course, that's not a good thing to do. But my other question is, there's two scenarios. If Trump doesn't run, or if he's ousted, then Biden will not run, as far as I basically like Joe Biden is the Biden. So if there's no Trump, then Joe wouldn't run, especially and he'd hand over the rails.
Yeah, but I'm not clear that at this late hour, let's say let's say Trump is convicted in the March January 6th trial, and the Republican right. Party throws him overboard at the nominating convention in Milwaukee this summer. I don't think suddenly the Democratic Party pulls up stakes on Joe Biden. While had Biden, had Trump not declared 2 years ago, I think there's a good chance that maybe Biden would have stepped aside. I think you're absolutely right. I think every justification for Joe Biden's candidacy is Donald Trump's candidacy. And I would say these two are caught in some sort of weird cosmic death cycle.
I don't know about every justification.
And we, the nation,
I mean, certainly
are looking on in abject horror.
Come on, Crudy, Doogie, we just talked about this, man. We talked about the bills that have gone through under President Joe Biden, where the economy's at under President Joe Biden. We can go kind of down that list. And are there pitfalls? Certainly, there's an effort to make some deal on border security. We have some issues going on in the Middle East. We always got issues in the Middle East. I don't know that it's simply because Joe decided to stay in because Trump is in. I don't know that that's necessarily the case. He's got a record to run on, Doogie. I mean, Joe Biden has a record to run on. As Crudy, the underlying issue with Crudy today is doing the Google search on good news about Joe Biden is that there is good news about Joe Biden, but it's not out there readily available and easily distributable, according to a Google search. But we don't know what Crudy's search history is like.
Right. No. And that's the thing is that, you know, a lot of people out there is so much anti-Biden rhetoric out there, and he does not have a news network. He doesn't have a platform. He relies on independent stations like you guys and independent networks to push this, and he doesn't get the exposure, even the airtime that Trump ever did. You know what I'm saying?
We need to recognize the fact that Joe Biden is the current acting working president of the United States, and we do have lots of hot spots, lots of issues, lots of things going on. Donald Trump,
right,
is all he has to worry about is court cases and going out and you know, shaking babies and kissing hands. You know, it's easy for Trump to be out all over the place, and I'm again kind of a little concerned that the media just gives all the free pass. How much free media, yes, if you cashed out the Donald Trump media, is there getting? That's why he shows up at the courtrooms, man, because that's where he gets the free media.
How strong is this base now? What about a lot of the Republicans and the conservatives who are never Trumpers who will do a write-in candidates? That's one of the things that I'm thinking about too.
Doogie, here's my prediction. And, you know, sometimes the crystal ball gets a little fuzzy looking this far out because we are still a long ways away and a lot of things can happen. You know, everything from health scares to criminal convictions. I mean, so much can change between now and then. The world could be a different place between now and then.
War, right?
But
pandemic.
I will take my chances on the head-to-head matchup between Joe Biden and Donald Trump. I will take my chances on Joe because Joe's a decent human being and he is still appealing to independents and moderate Republicans that are never Trumpers. And I think if it's these two again, I think Joe Biden will get more than 81 million votes. And I can't imagine Trump will increase his support because he also has a record to run on. And it was god awful. Thank you all for listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Great record round here. Thank you to Chad Spade, the sponsor of the For the Love of Democracy Tour 2024. Next stop, Vegas for yours truly.
Yeah,
baby. And next stop, Maggie Donville. And then, raised in the Wisco Black Convergence here in Madison with Brandy Grayson. Keep it locked, Civic Media.
Soaring from high above on Alaska and French Island, this is the talk of La Crosse. Eagle 1490.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I was proud to be a soldier.
I told the truth and got kicked out.
And so I thought to myself, I'm taking this rule down.
If you're an LGBTQ plus veteran, your memories are important too. Share your story with the Library of Congress Veterans History Project, where firsthand accounts from U.S. military veterans are preserved and made accessible for researchers and future generations. Visit loc.gov/vets to submit your stories, photographs, and documents today.
soaring high above La Crosse. This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard